Seattle's Department of Transportation calls those sounds the chirp and the cuckoo. They are the sounds that play at crosswalks to alert blind pedestrians that it's safe to go. But those birds that shepherd us safely across the road, they're an endangered species. And this is the sound that's killing them. The Seattle Department of Transportation's official name for that sound is rapid tick. But even the man in charge of Seattle's audible pedestrian signals says it sounds a little like something else.
I mean, some of it, I think, is just in the sampling of the noise. It cuts off pretty quickly, and that's what makes it sound more like a gun than anything.
That's Ahmed Darat. He's the traffic signal shop manager at SDOT, and ultimately the man responsible for making sure crosswalk sounds are heard. I asked him why the city of Seattle is phasing out the sound of birds with something that sounds like a clip from an action movie. And the answer was basically, because the federal government told us to. Ahmed and the Seattle Department of Transportation are trying to comply with standards in the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control, MUTCD.
I mean, you'll be hearing some form of rapid tick no matter what, because that's what the MUTCD says, is to use a rapid tick. Now, they have a definition for what the most optimal rapid tick is, and that's what I showed you earlier in the program was called standard noise. There are other versions of a rapid tick that we may be changing to.
But what was wrong with the chirping and the cuckooing? Well, according to the manual, quote,
"Research indicates that a rapid tick tone for each crossing coming from accessible pedestrian signal devices on separated poles located close to each crosswalk provides unambiguous information to pedestrians
Basically,
who are blind.
It was ambiguous. Those chirps and cuckoos, though pleasant, could be confused with real bird songs. And nobody wants there to be any confusion when it comes to when it is or isn't safe to cross the road. There are nearly 1,050 traffic signals in Seattle, and almost 100 of those have audible signals. Ahmed told me multiple people have complained that the rapid tick is jarring, and he played me some of the other options the city has. But the city is going with the one that was presented to them by the manufacturer as the standard. Because standards matter when it comes to traffic sounds. We depend on them so that traffic lights in San Francisco or Los Angeles aren't too different from those here in Seattle. The more uniform, the less chance for danger. The rapid tick isn't the only change to the sound of our city. You will also be hearing a lot more of this lady.
Long sign is on, crossing 23rd Avenue South.
That is the voice the city is using for those signals that have text-to-speech software. And those signals will not only tell you when the walk sign is on, but what the cross streets are. So, as you're walking around the city and you hear, or pause a moment and bid farewell, because there's a new sound in town.
From KULW News, I'm R1Nix.
I slowed that down a lot.
For KUOW News, I am Arwen Nix.